Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about the blessings, glory, and deliverance of God. You know, even though I am strong in this season of my time of life, I was not always sure where I fit into God's world. You know, it was interesting to me that I was always a little different than most of the kids around. I tended to be quieter, think more, and maybe even considered nosy, but it was just because I had a gregarious spirit and I wanted to know what was going around and going on. You know, it wasn't until I got older and life slowed down that I was able to find my place. And even then, it took a lot of people around me encouraging me and inspiring me and telling me, you know, these are your gifts. I see the gifts in you. And I remember saying things like, you know, I'm not sure. And even 30 years ago, people were speaking to me about writing and, you know, doing more with my mind. And I just didn't know what that more was because I needed a balance. And it's not until I reach, you know, the 50s that I'm actually finding a way to balance. And the interesting thing is I have friends and family members who are just on fire for God, always have been, and they are just phenomenal spirits of energy and love, right? And then I have some other friends who are not considered religious, but they are inspirational and they enjoy the inspirational word. And so what I do is I provide a balance so that everyone can feel God's love without feeling like they're being preached to. I don't have a theological degree, and that's not something I'm interested in obtaining, but I do have a desire to love humanity. And so when I write, speak, or share, that's my goal, is to love humanity. And people have all these different goals and different, you know, intentions. And when people ask me, and I just get really clear in my mind, you know, when you have those moments and the first thing that comes out is exactly what it is, and it may not be as pretty or pristine or, you know, highly in nature, but it is my truth. And so when I speak that truth, it is freeing. And my truth is, I just want to love God's people, right? You know, I don't care what anyone else is doing. I just want to love God's people. And so the people who have been speaking into me for years, I want you to know that I hear you. I accept your kindness, your love, and the fact that those words needed to be heard by me in order to reach where I am able to stand today. And so I sit down earlier and I took an assessment of the things in my heart and all of the poetry and manuscripts that I have, and it reminds me of a time when my friend asked me, you know, what would happen if you were no longer around? Who's going to finish your work? Have you made provisions, right? And so I remember saying, oh, I think it's just going to be a five to eight book series, right? And I also remember sitting down and hearing the still small voice in my heart say, don't put a limit on God. And I was like, wow, don't put a limit on God. See, I didn't realize that each time I decided that I knew what I was going to do, I was pulling the door closed on what God wants me to do and on what He intends me to do. And so when I heard that in my heart, at first I didn't speak it out to anyone else because I didn't really understand it. But I began speaking it and believing it, right? And, you know, now we're at book 6, right? So if I had stopped at book 5, or like our initial intention was just to publish book 1 for my father's request, you know, my dad was like, baby, I think, you know, I want you to publish something. And I was kind of like shocked. And I said, really? You want me to publish something? Okay. I can do that for you. Because, you know, I'm a daddy's girl. I'm going to always try to do what I can for my father, right? And by me taking that on and putting that in my heart, I was able to speak to family members and ask them to help me. Because of my eyesight and some of the other mobility issues I have with, getting things accomplished, you know, I needed help. And my sister and I are just as close as water can be in a pail, right? And so we're a couple of thousand miles away from each other, but we used to speak every day, and we still speak when we get a chance. And so a lot of times I'm sitting here and I'm thinking of things that I need to tell her. And then when she calls, I realize I haven't even told her. But, you know, she was one of the first ones who said, yeah, I'll help you do that for your dad, right? And I'm like, okay, fine. And then my cousin was like, oh yeah, I'm on board. You know, I'm a pretty good editor. So we put this first book together. And I entitled it, All is Redeemed in Truth and Light. And the reason I picked that title was, you know, I knew I was living in darkness because of the situations with my health. But I also knew that truth always comes to light, right? And I also believed that God could redeem my spirit. And so when you put those two together, you get my first title, which is All is Redeemed in Truth and Light. Now that we've been publishing for several years, you know, we understand that the title goal is 4 to 5 words so that it's easier for readers to remember. But initially, my book was only going to be shared with a select few, with family members and loved ones. And the poetry ended up getting such great reviews that we went ahead and we widely distributed it. We put it into both print and ebook, and then, you know, eventually we put it into audiobook. But if I look at my life and I think back to some of these paths and some of these journeys that I've been on, I realize that I was closing that door to God, and I didn't even realize it, right? Because when people are speaking to you things that are already in your heart, and other people are saying to you over and over again, the prudent thing to do is to stop, listen, and get still in the moment. Well, me being me, I was always running 50, 60 miles an hour. So I heard what they said, put it in my back pocket, and kept doing what I was doing. Wasn't doing what I thought God wanted me to do. I was caught up in life, right? And so I didn't stop writing, but I didn't share the words. So once I began sharing the words, you know, then people started sharing the words, and people were buying multiple books, which was just, wow. It was just awe-inspiring to me, because I didn't know how it was going to transform my life and everyone's life around me. And so someone said, I'd like to see what book two is going to be. And then I said, I think somebody just, they kind of challenged me there, and I'm not one to lose. So let's see what we can do for book two. So I sat down with book two, and at the time I was helping with my granddaughter, and we were talking about things for school and ways that we could, that I could get her to be more encouraged and feel that she had energy and presence in her day. And so I'd say things to her. She said, Mimi, that's not me. And I go, but baby, that is you, right? And so I said, wow, my baby needs to know that every good thing that anyone else can have, do, and be, she can have, do, and be. And so I sit down with book two, and I put a whole section in of just affirmations of life. And I worded them very simplistic, because I think that that's the key to actually getting a good book into people's hands, is, you know, giving them the kind of the bones and letting them interpret it the way they want to and receive it the way that they need to. And so, you know, that's how we went to book two. So the point is, if I had stopped and never produced one poem, one poetry book, you know, I would have been closing another door for God, right? And so what I'm saying to you is, if somebody has been speaking goodness, love, and joy into you, stop and listen. Because you might be closing off a door to God that you don't even know exists. One of my best friends kept saying to me, you are his anointed daughter. And I had another friend who said to me, she said she was the beloved daughter of God and the apple of his eye. And I remember thinking, if I could be what they say I am and what they say they are, what could I do if I listened more intently to the voices in my heart, right? And it's not voices of anything bad. It's just that it's kind of like a little intuition that you hear and you go, wow, I hadn't thought of that. But you thought of it, you just didn't say it. So my simple thought for you today is to walk in your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, this is the perfect time to do a self-assessment. Sit down, reflect, get some paper out, do some journaling. I used to love doing these little bubbles, and I forgot what they're called, but you write them out, and it's kind of like thinking of just, you throw everything on the paper, and whatever is what is the most freeing to you when you are done is what you gravitate towards, right? And so I learned that I am one of God's anointed daughters. And if you're listening, you are one of God's anointed children as well, right? But often we don't internalize what the Bible says we are. And I have just been learning and growing in spirit lately. And it's because I took the blinders off and I stopped closing the doors to God. And I just see blessings coming in so many ways. Often there are blessings that are all around me. There are people who love me. There are people I love. There are people who are doing wonderful things in the community. And there are some that we have lost lately in the community. But the point is, we have to be open to hear what we need to do so that we can live stronger in our own lives. so that we can be more present. We can dream bigger dreams, and we can live glorious lives to assist the ones God brings into contact with us. So if you are closing off a door to God, please stop. Please stop. Pick up your Bible, listen to your audio Bible, whatever you need to do. But realize that you might be tying God's hands or playing small in the life that God wants you to play big. And you may be the one who can reach someone that I could never reach, right? And the words you use might be the specific words that someone else needs to unlock the key to them living a more joyful and healthier life. So, I am going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of rest. And I want you to think about that, whether you're religious or just inspirational, or if you don't know where you fit in, you still fit. You matter. Your words are important, and there is more in your journey with God. Don't tie God's hands. Keep the doors open. If you've closed some previously, figure out a way to open them. If you need help, send a note, send a prayer. God is listening, and we're here to help you be more of who God intends you to be. Walk in peace and journey in love until we speak again. Goodbye.